It is not unusual for orthodontic patients to present with a primary concern of having an unattractive gummy smile. Sometimes this can be due to excessive eruption of the maxillary incisors below the posterior occlusal plane and can be corrected orthodontically by intruding the incisors. Vertical maxillary excess is also a common cause of a gummy smile. In this situation, the patient usually presents with an excessive interlabial gap at rest, excessive maxillary incisor to resting lip display, and a flat maxillary occlusal plane. This condition is usually best treated by surgical maxillary impaction. While full smile photographs are and should be a standard part of orthodontic records, at courses that I have presented, I have stressed that the decision to do maxillary impaction surgery is always based on the resting lip to incisor relationship and not the amount of gingival display during full smile. The reason for this is that there are patients who have relaxed lip contact at rest and a normal maxillary incisor to resting lip relationship, but have a gummy smile simply because they have a very large active smile. Doing a surgical maxillary impaction for these patients is contraindicated because while it would improve their gummy smile, it would also make them look much older because they would have no resting lip to incisor display. The bottom line here is that if you have a patient that has relaxed lip contact, maxillary impaction is not indicated. However, what can be done to help these patients who have a very gummy smile due to a broad hyperactive smile, but do not have vertical excess? A study titled Botulinum Toxin Type A Botox for the Neuromuscular Correction of Excessive Gingival Display on Smiling, parenthesis gummy smile, end parenthesis, by Mario Polo, which appeared in the February 2008 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics, addressed this issue. In this study, the author used Botox on 30 patients who had an excessively gummy smile due to hyperfunctional upper lip elevator muscles. I should note that when injected intramuscularly, Botox produces partial chemical denervation or paralysis of the muscle, resulting in reduced muscle activity. Prior to injection, the subjects in this study had an average gingival display on full smile of 5.2 millimeters, which was reduced to almost zero at 2 weeks post-injection, for a mean reduction of 5.1 millimeters. Gingival display gradually increased from 2 weeks post-injection through 24 weeks, but still had not returned to baseline values. The authors projected that there would be a continued gradual increase in gingival display until 30 to 32 weeks post-injection, at which time the amount of gingival display would return to the initial values. Photographs contained in this article of pre- and post-treatment smiles are very impressive. I think it is important to stress that of over 8,000 patients evaluated for selection into this study, only 76 met the inclusion criteria, which was that the gummy smile had to be a result of muscle hyperactivity. I believe that Botox has some potential to help patients with excessive gummy smiles if it is limited to the very small number of patients whose gummy smiles are due to muscle hyperactivity. However, because its effects are time-limited, it would require that patients have repeated injections, which may not be acceptable to many patients. You can find this article in the February 2008 issue of the American Journal of Orthodontics and Dentofacial Orthopedics.